AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska and GOP vice presidential candidate in 2008, tonight endorsed Donald Trump for president in Ames, Iowa.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be in Iowa. We're here just thawing out. Todd and I and a couple of our friends here from Alaska lending our support for the next president of our great United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
In the meantime, Sarah Palin's oldest son has been arrested back home in Wasilla, Alaska, in a domestic violence case in which his girlfriend was afraid he would shoot himself with an AR-15 assault rifle. Court documents indicate 26-year-old Track Palin is charged with assault, interfering with the report of a domestic violence crime, and possessing a weapon while intoxicated last night at the home of his parents in Wasilla, where he lives. More secret than top secret, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports that's what the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community says about some of the emails the FBI found on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private server.
The Intelligence Services Inspector General, Charles McCullough, has written congressional committees that several dozen emails, considered more secret than top secret, were found on the former Secretary of State's server. The Democratic presidential candidate has insisted that any email on her home system wasn't classified at the time that they were sent or received.
Clinton provided that server to the FBI back in August. A Utah police department is grieving for a fellow officer slain while working overtime to pay for his cancer treatments. They're also wondering why his shooter was on the street despite a long rap sheet. Police are planning a candlelight vigil tomorrow night to honor Officer Douglas Barney, his funeral set for Monday. This is AP Radio News. In his State of the State address tonight, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder announced he's going to spend $28 million to remove lead from the city of Flint's water supply. The money will pay for filters, replacement cartridges, bottled water, more school nurses, and additional intervention specialists. It will also fund lab testing, a study of water systems infrastructure, potentially help Flint deal with unpaid water bills, case management of people with elevated blood levels, and assessment of potential linkages to other diseases. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says a top federal official has been tapped to lead the effort in Flint.
Obviously, the city of Flint and the citizens of Flint are going through a very difficult time, and the U.S. government is determined to do what we can to support the state and local officials who are responsible for responding to this incident.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.